Finally today, do us all a favor. Don't come to Boston and call it Beantown. Bostonians are done with the beans. But we're not alone when it comes to being finicky with what you call a city. And here's a great example of that from India. And a song called Sorry by musician Mihir Joshi. He sings about the problems of sexual violence against women and gang rape in India. I'm sorry, sweetheart, he sings.
This is the world I'm giving you today. Same thing no matter what you read, from Delhi to Bombay. I wish it was different, darling. Wish you could feel nice and safe. But the world's gone crazy. I don't know what to say.
Sounds harmless, right? Well, not according to India's Central Board of Film Certification. It reviews media content for obscene or offensive lyrics, and Joshi says it objected when the video for Sorry premiered on MTV India.
When they told me that the censor board has removed one word, I started laughing then. I said, are you serious? What part of my song was offensive? And they said that the word Bombay is.
Yeah, that's right. Saying Bombay instead of Mumbai is a bleepable offense in India. Not that Joshi meant anything by it.
You know, I don't have a problem with the word Mumbai at all. My album is incidentally called Mumbai Blues. The only reason I used Bombay is because it rhymed with the earlier, you know, the last word of the earlier line. The first line, as it says, is, I'm sorry, sweetheart, this is the world I'm giving you today. It's the same thing no matter what you read from Delhi to, there you go, Bombay rhymes with today. Mumbai doesn't. That's the only reason I use it.
Not so simple, though, when the two names are loaded with meaning. Bombay was the colonial name for Mumbai. It came from the Portuguese Bombaia, or Good Bay. Mumbai comes from the Marathi language and refers to the Hindu goddess Mumba Devi. The name was officially switched back in 1995. And incidentally, the term Bollywood, a fusion of Bombay and Hollywood, hasn't changed. Joshi himself is from Mumbai, and he says many locals still use both names. And besides, he says the whole controversy is just taking away from the song's real message.
The word Bombay is not the important part of the song. The message of the song is completely different. It's about the problems that girls and women are facing in our country. And it's a father talking to a daughter about all of these problems and feeling sad that he can't do anything about it.
And that is worth hearing about. So we'll leave you with a little more of Mihir Joshi's song, Sorry.
Have you seen the paper?
From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor, the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can. And the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet. The Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs. The Annenberg Foundation, advancing a better tomorrow through visionary leadership today. AnnenbergFoundation.org. By the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. MacFound.org. And by the National Endowment for the Arts.
PRI. Public Radio International.